It's Friday, June 25th, 2010, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show. If you're interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to the 57th episode of The Apple Juice Show. I am George Drage, host and producer of the show. You can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. This week's show is sponsored by iPad Cases Blog. iPad Cases Blog writes about different iPad cases, covers, skins to help users find the right case for them. Check out their blog at iPadCasesBlog.com. Thanks for being a great sponsor. This week's show, iPhone 4. iPhone 4. iPhone 4. And Billy Heim in studio with us today.
Hello, everybody. I am Billy Heim. And next to me on my physical right side, we have
George Drage. Twitter.com/GDRAGEGDrage.
We are doing a conjoined show this week because we are actually together at last, no homo. And we're here to talk all about the new iPhone 4 because we both
got
have
it right in our hands.
We got it right in our hands. You're a bumper, I'm not, and some issues going on with that. So we went to the Apple store at 12:30.
We got there at 12:45.
12:45. We left 12:30. Got there at 12:45. Was pretty much kicked off, and I got it all on video. The video is uploading as we speak to YouTube. We got kicked off the mall property premises, which is actually quite big, until 5:45. They were telling everybody to get off mall property.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. The guy was freaking people out too.
Yeah, the guy was kind of rude. So we went across, not across the street, but across the mall to a, where did we go to? There was a bar across the street.
Albertsons.
Oh yeah. We went there and we just waited, to see if, waited out.
Any would show up or, you know.
And then we moved, where did we go? We went to,
Publix.
We went to Publix and we saw some people in the parking lot waiting for the iPhone. So we chatted with them. We actually had the cops called on us because they thought we were out there drinking and a bunch of guys out there just waiting. It's kind of weird. So that we had, what was it, the sheriff's department?
Yeah, it was private city police.
What's that?
Basically, it's just privately owned. It's not, you know, government owned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Huh. So we had the police called on us and they came out there and we were just chatting and, we got it all sorted out. The people said we could stay as long as we went to the end of the sidewalk or the
strip mall. Like, yeah.
No, the end of the parking lot. That's what it was. So we went to the end of the parking lot. Cops were nice about it. They let us go. No hassle.
Yeah, very nice.
Not like an episode of Cops, really.
Yeah.
So we went down there and we waited for a few minutes and then we went to Steak and Shake to meet some of your friends.
Friends, and we were there for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we were, man. You know, there was a lot of, first of all, this is the biggest iPhone launch I've seen in my life. Biggest Apple event launch.
Yes, yes.
And there were people, we went to Steak and Shake, and there was, you know, tons of people there.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to handle this because I'm about to sneeze.
I mean, it's just, bless you.
Thank you, sir.
It was huge. I mean, incredible. I've been to, you know, the last two iPhone launches and the iPad launch, and compared to this was tremendous. It was a chaos. It was horrible. So, you know, as soon as we were done eating, you know, Steak and Shake with my friends, we went over back to the thing and we just saw a bunch of people getting together and the mall cops were still standing there. And I'm like, you know, what the heck's going on here? So we get out, we line up and they said, listen, you've got 28 minutes. I said I told most of you not to come back till 5:45. Well, so we get in the car. We drive just a little bit away, and we're just in a distance, and it's just, you know, it was incredible. They had a bunch of people, and he said he was going to call the lieutenant, and he did call someone. You know, one of the police officers came over there, and he was trying to handle a situation with hundreds of people. They couldn't handle anything with only one cop and three mall cops. So it was just, you know, it was pretty ridiculous to see what was going on there. And then, you know, 10 minutes before I head over there, and we're just standing there with, you know, with a bunch of my friends there. And we went in, or we, you know, as soon as they opened the doors, you know, we saw a bunch of shoes, shirts.
Yeah, I got a lot of it on a, I actually, when I saw it, I pointed the camera directly at it because I was like, oh my God, spending a lot of a shirt.
Yeah. It was just chaotic, you know? And we got to the Apple store and, you know, a bunch of Apple employees were outside. There was no black curtain like there are in some things. The iPad had a black curtain. They didn't have black curtain for that. And they wrapped around the whole entire second floor of the mall. I tell you, the pre-order line was smaller than the people that just walked in. And the pre-order line had to line up against the side. We had to get in, form a new line. And we were like in the top 20. And they checked. They got it. They said, we need your licenses out. So we got our license out. The guy checked us in.
You know what? I had a problem with that too.
What happened?
Because I gave not with the beginning part when they checked us in, but when we had to give her the ID for the
verification, iPhone. Yeah.
I gave her my military ID because it's just easier to pull out, and it people say it looks a better photo of me because my license is 3 years old and it doesn't really look like me anymore. But so I gave her that, and she went to one of the guys and said, "We can't do a military ID. Do you have a license?" I said, "Sure, yeah, I have a license," but. I was a little shocked that they couldn't do a
military ID.
I think it's because the military numbers our ID numbers are different from licenses, and you can't have access to the
files. Yes,
to the military.
Well, I mean, they checked us in, and then someone would come up to us and escort us into the store, and then we would say, "Okay, this is what we want. This is what we want." They only had one accessory for the thing right at the moment, and that was
they had two. They had the dock and the box.
No, they didn't have the dock.
Yeah, the lady said they did.
No, I asked him, and he said, well, "No, we don't have the dock."
Really? I got photos of them.
Well, you know, I actually, we might plan on going to the Apple Store now and check it out, see what's going on over there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and I might want to pick up a dock.
Let me look back on that footage to make sure I got it, but I'm pretty sure I saw docks.
Well, I mean, it was just chaotic, and so we get our things, and then we have to fix something with AT&T, and so we were there a little bit longer than we thought we were. So we basically were there until 7:50, you know, in the...
Let's see if I took the photo right. I took this on the iPhone, too. Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's a 3G
dock. Yeah, they didn't have the 4.
Darn it.
I mean, it was just a little too chaotic, you know. When we got out of there, we saw people wrapped around the whole entire mall. It's just incredible.
Yeah, actually, a big part in the video that I shot is...
Is walking out.
Yeah, I sped up us walking out. I left the chipmunk sounds in. I thought it was pretty cool, but it's like 20 second. You see, we walk past everybody waiting in line, and you know, I don't think they had that many iPhones.
Yeah, so I went ahead and I bought a phone and I bought a bumper. You know, I was looking forward to the bumper, and I'm really liking the bumper. You know,
I don't.
It's actually, you know, keeping it, you know, from slipping out of my hands if it were in the metal. You know, it would probably slip out of my hands more.
I'm not liking the bumper. I had to take mine off because didn't feel right, actually.
See, I like having my iPhone naked, and this gives me a feel to have it naked, but I actually have a grasp of it. So I've got a bumper, and it just feels really, really comfortable in my...
Now they only have black. Big thing. I was talking to a guy, and he wanted a pink one, I was talking to some girl and she wanted a pink one. Another guy wanted a white.
I want a white one for my black phone, so I'm gonna pre-order one as soon as I can. You know, probably pre-order one. Won't get here till July 16th. They're saying, but I mean, I tell you, this is a game change, or you know, a revolutionary changing mobile device. You know, some people are gonna just be shocked. I mean. I felt pretty bad for the people in the people that didn't have reservations because there was a ton of people and I knew that they weren't going to get an iPhone. There was about 1,000 iPhones that they had, you know, that Apple delivered, and most of them were for pre-orders.
Right.
But good thing we pre-ordered and good thing, you know, I didn't have to pay for a new SIM card. I mean, I did pay.
You bought a new SIM card.
I bought a new SIM card because I needed to change the number, and it actually, you know, it worked.
So, man, I didn't think they would have enough. I didn't think they'd have 1,000 iPhones.
I want to go back. Go back.
Why do you want to go back?
Check it out. See if there's a line still.
Of course there won't be a line. We can give them a call and be like, hey, you guys still busy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, overall, yeah. iPhone.
Let's get to the topic of the iPhone. So, what's your number one favorite thing about the iPhone?
Like the front facing camera. And it feels, you know what, I don't know, it just feels a lot better in your hand. It feels like an actual brick almost.
Kind of does. I feel that it's lighter than the previous iPhone.
Do you?
Yeah. I have felt it, and it does feel. Now, I like the Retina display.
Yeah, this display is very nice. And I'm checking out the... I'm using the front-facing camera as a mirror. Very good use for it, by the way.
Yeah, it's great for people that, you know, want to check their, you know, makeup. Hair or anything like that. Yeah.
Or if you miss a spot shaving in some cases. So the back of it is just glass. It's beautiful glass. You know what? When the prototype came out, I did not think that was it at all because I didn't think it looked good. I didn't think Apple would do something like that, especially with the slits or with the buttons.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the phone right now, and it just looks smaller, and the shape of it, I like the shape of it more than the other one, and I like that it's, like, just, you know, not, it doesn't have a little rounded curve to it, it's just flat, and...
I love the flatness. Yeah. 32? You know what? Oh, you know what? It doesn't say 32 or 16 on the back.
Oh, really?
I changed that.
Oh.
I just noticed that.
Secretly.
So it's like, oh yeah, huh, yeah, I got a 32 and you really got a 16. Yeah. Wouldn't that suck? If they sold you a 32 and it was really 16, yeah, check your settings.
Yeah, I was gonna, I didn't want to be afraid.
Get ripped off.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I do have a 32 gigabyte one. I mean, there's the multitasking. I haven't played much with multitasking, you know that?
Well, there's not that many multitasking apps out yet. There's Pandora. Pixel Pipes out.
Twitterific.
Now, how does Twitter work in the background? Just sending your tweets in the background? Because don't you just, like, get boxed up?
Well, I mean, it stays where it's at. So, you know, you're reading a tweet or, you know, you go out, it's usually going to go back to the top. But I can switch over quickly to the text someone back, and then go back to my tweets and finish tweeting what I'm, you know, what I have to tweet there.
Wow. No, I mean, overall opinion of the iPhone, I'm sure you would recommend it, right?
I would recommend it. I mean, if you're a person that, you know, is in need of a smartphone, yes, this is for you. If you're a person that has a smartphone already and it's not the iPhone, then yes, it is for you. If you're a person that doesn't really need the use of a smartphone, then no, not really. Because
you'd probably try an older iPhone.
Yeah, maybe like a 3G.
Yeah, they're cheaper now. Who's selling them now? AT&T is selling the 3Gs for like...
$99.
Yeah. For an 8 gigabyte. You're just loving your phone.
Yeah, I mean, I could play with it all day. I mean, I've been playing with it all day. And then the FaceTime, oh my gosh.
FaceTime works really well.
Let's just actually try it right here live on the show. So I'm gonna click here and call Billy the FaceTime. So it shows.
So that's the traditional iChat sound. And that's actually coming from his phone. And now I'm getting a phone call. Accepting it. And.
Oh, it says connecting.
Yep.
Oh.
There we go. Mute the sound there. So
yeah, it's just really cool. And then I can, like, switch the camera over.
Yeah.
And you can see what's in front of me.
Now put it widescreen. So whenever it's widescreen, and if I put it widescreen, it looks a little better too.
Yeah. You know what? I was going to say something about this.
I like it. I like the FaceTime. It actually works well. No setup.
I did have a FaceTime chat with someone in California earlier while you were taking a nap.
I was so tired.
We were very tired, and I couldn't sleep. So I called him up on Facebook, and I said, listen, you know, you got your iPhone? And he was like, yeah. So we did a FaceTime chat, and he said, it's really weird, but I said... It's just really amazing how technology, you know, has gone from just a regular phone with a camera to being able to, you know, video chat with someone right on your phone. You know, it was incredible. We were having a conversation. He was telling me about how his day had went at the Apple Store, and I was telling him how our day had went. He was pretty, interested about it.
So, no setup. You just call somebody. It works over Wi-Fi.
Well, I did find out that you have to turn it on.
You have to turn what on?
Yeah. So basically, FaceTime, if it's not enabled, you have to turn it on.
Oh, it must have came enabled on our phones then.
Yeah, it must have been automatically enabled. But you have to, you know, you go into the settings, you go into phone, and then basically it says FaceTime on or off. Your phone number will be shared with people you call with FaceTime. So, and I actually was trying to get into to call into someone's radio. They were having a show and trying to get calling on FaceTime, but it didn't work out.
It's okay.
Sure.
I'm sure you can try next time.
Next time. There'll always be next.
So get an iPhone 4. Play with it for a while, because it's a great device. Gonna replace the 3GS, definitely. I already forgot about mine. I don't even touch it anymore. I don't call it name. I just use my iPhone 4.
Yeah.
So, any last words you would like to say?
No, it's just, I think it's one of the best things, you know, I've seen in a long time.
From Apple or from anyone?
From anyone. Anyway, device itself.
Right. Where can people find you?
Twitter.com/GDRAGE, GDRAGE.
And you can find me at twitter.com/BillyHime, BillyHime. And we'll see you guys on the next episode.